In this inaugural 50 Faces Focused Medicine and Science podcast series, we dive into disciplines that are rich and multi-layered, hold the power to transform lives and outcomes, but also suffer from underrepresentation, neglect, and bias. We first ask our diverse range of guests what it was that drew them to medicine or science.
It's all really problem solving. Medicine is problem solving.
We examine what sacrifices were made in the determination to follow a dream.
I lived in a very remote area in Nigeria, so I would make a 1 hour travel from my house to church every day to get power supply where I could charge my laptop and learn illustrations. So that's just process taught me a lot of lessons about life, a lot of mental resilience, a lot of lessons to always strive for self-improvement. Because for me, one of the most important things I learned was that we cannot give the world what we don't have.
We asked them what it takes to succeed as a practitioner.
What's one of the things that I often tell medical students is you can get into medicine with IQ, but you get on in medicine with EQ. And I think that was always emphasized, the importance of a good bedside manner, respect. I think you need to do is respect the individual.
And also as a patient.
The most effective way we could do to improve access to healthcare is starting by educating people to be prepared, to advocate for themselves, to speak up, to ask the right questions, to find the right resources.
We dive into various medical disciplines and ask what the practitioners find exciting.
Hip replacement, it's probably one of the best innovations in surgery over the last 100 years.
Why did you become a gastroenterologist? And I think basically it's because I understood it. And I think we all understand it.
I do believe that mainstream psychiatry should focus on what I would call the big five: schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, depression, very, very serious anxieties. And then the last category is severe personality disorders.
And we examine the problem of diversity and underrepresentation.
During my 4 years of medical school, I'll have to say, I think I have less than 5 openly queer attending physicians. And the disparity is worse within surgery. There are thousands of doctors graduating every year who have limited education surrounding the LGBTQ+ community.
And this is what we call missing persons in healthcare. There is a large void of African-American healthcare providers in every discipline, doctors, nurses, and otherwise. It is not increasing. It's at risk of going down.
I do believe that we are behind the curve. When it comes to ethnic diversity, it seems to me to be the area where there's the least amount of buy-in. We've really gotten on board behind gender diversity, and LGBTQ is coming behind that. But ethnic diversity to me seems to be lagging behind. But it's absolutely important that if you have invested in these doctors to get them into medical school, that you'd want to invest in them throughout their journey.
We examine what is missing in our healthcare system today.
Health is the great equalizer. And that's the harsh reality of it, is that healthcare is broken. And the reality is most people need assistance navigating through it effectively.
Patients of African descent make up about 17% of the world's population, of over a billion. But Black people are generally underrepresented in the clinical trials globally, less than 3%. So I'll give you an example. Currently, 95% of cancer patients in sub-Saharan Africa are diagnosed way too late.
As an African-American physician, new in town, there was an occasion where I was almost arrested in a hospital for being accused of impersonating a doctor, which was very traumatic for me, as you can imagine. So the lack of structured mentorship for me has led me to prioritize being a mentor at any point in time that I can.
And building on this, we look to words of wisdom that years of experience have taught.
For me to excel in life, I need to understand where I'm coming from. I need to understand where I am right now. I need to understand where I'm going to.
We have to be each other's keeper, and we need to look out and make sure that we create a passageway that others can easily follow behind us.
So from next week, tune in to hear all of these compelling stories from the fields of medicine and science. You can find all of our podcasts on the 50 Faces Hub or on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.